The European Union said today that the best course of action in Ukraine would be new elections. This sentiment was expressed by the foreign minister of the Netherlands, which currently holds the EU's rotating presidency. To find out more about the EU's role in mediating the Ukrainian dispute, we've called the Dutch ambassador to Washington, Boudewijn Johannes van Einenam. Ambassador Einenam, can you elaborate a bit on the position the EU took today? When does the EU believe new elections should be held? And how would the EU propose to make them fair, considering that there already were hundreds of international monitors in the previous round?
Well, Jennifer, first of all, it's quite clear, I think, that the outcome of the elections in Ukraine does not represent the will of the Ukrainian people. On that basis, the presidency of the European Union, my foreign minister this morning, suggested that new elections would be the best solution. That would imply that Parliament, the Rada in Kiev, would adopt a new law which would enable the president to call new elections. Then on when these elections should be held, I think that will be, first of all, up to the Ukraine to decide.
And how would you propose making them fair? The media coverage was accused of being very slanted pro-government in the past round.
Well, I think free media coverage is essential, of course, and the monitors will have to see it that will be the case.
Russia, as we've heard, backs the Ukrainian government and its candidate, Prime Minister Yanukovych. Yesterday, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in effect, accused the Europeans of interfering in Ukraine. Let's hear a bit of what he said.
Attempts by several states to move the situation beyond the realm of Ukrainian law put us on our guard, even more so when some European capitals first say they do not recognize the elections, and their next thesis is that Ukraine should be with the West.
The Russian foreign minister accused the West essentially of drawing new dividing lines in Europe. Mr. Ambassador, how do you respond to those fears?
Well, I would say, first of all, that the elections have been monitored by the OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, of which the Russian Federation is a full member. And this is a long-established practice of monitoring elections. This issue was discussed yesterday with the Russian Federation in the EU-Russian Federation summit in The Hague. And it was not an easy discussion. They had difficulty with our assessment that the outcome of the elections did not represent the will of the Ukrainian people. But let me assure you that it is far from the European Union to want to detach the Russian Federation from Ukraine or the other way around. A stable relationship between the Russian Federation and Ukraine is also in our interest.
Boudewijn Johannes van Einenam is the ambassador to Washington from the Netherlands. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stephen Sestanovich was a State Department advisor on relations with the former Soviet states during the Clinton administration. He's now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's just returned from Ukraine. I asked Sestanovich about the implications of the Ukrainian crisis for Russia.
Well, I do think that the Russians have increased the stakes in the Ukrainian elections in a way that they may come to regret. Putin invested a lot in the success of Prime Minister Yanukovych. He's now associated with the worst kind of falsification and kind of authoritarian suppression of the popular will. And I think the Ukrainian election will probably cast Putin in a worse light than anything he's done so far. Now, you know, if the popular will is respected and Yushchenko actually comes out on top, it will be the most, you know, the outstanding example to date of democracy working the way it should. And in most of those countries, the former Soviet Union, where that doesn't happen, people will notice. It'll be an important kind of watershed precedent.
But explain how you would envision such a fallout. Say Yushchenko does prevail in Ukraine. What ramifications would that have back in Russia?
Just to start with, Putin is really going to have egg on his face. You know, he will be shown to be terribly ineffective in the kind of relationship that he wanted to create with Ukraine.
The U.S. Secretary of State designate Condoleezza Rice is a Russia hand, a Russia expert. What do you foresee between U.S.-Russia relations with her as Secretary of State?
I think she, like Secretary Powell, will try to keep this affair from souring Russian-American relations too much. You know, I tend to think back to the way in which the first President Bush handled the collapse of the Berlin Wall and of the East European regimes in 1989. He told President Gorbachev at the time, I'm not dancing on the Berlin Wall. I'm not gloating over your setback. And I think this Bush administration will probably handle it in something of the same way.
Certainly at the recent economic summit in Chile, President Bush is reported to have taken a stern tone with President Putin, expressing concern about changes in the Russian electoral system. Do you see any other signs of this reassessment taking place?
Well, across the board, there's a kind of disappointment in Russian-American relations that the alliance that President Bush and President Putin claimed they'd formed after September 11th hasn't produced very much. And now what's being added to that is a series of developments that make it look as though Russia is becoming a more imperial power, trying to exercise pressure on its neighbors. And that adds to the complications for the Bush administration in making Russia a partner. It just means, you know, Putin isn't the sort of person you want to have over to dinner.
Stephen Sestanovich is a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.